Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is the Go Birds podcast. Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer with you. We freaking made it, Elliot.
We're here.
We are. It is Dallas week. Hold on. I think everyone knows what's coming. I got to start it off right? Dallas sucks. They suck so much. I am so freaking excited, dude. I can't believe it's Dallas week. We talk so much about how it's weird that it's September 2nd and we're 2 days away from an Eagles game. It's the earliest it could possibly be.
It feels like it should be Final Cut.
Totally. I feel like we should be talking about, we're a week and a half away from an Eagles game.
Although
or
it is, I will say, it's starting to feel a little fally outside.
It is.
You're right. Mother Nature is helping out.
It's trying its best and no rain, it looks like Thursday.
Yeah, it looks like the rain is clearing
up. We're getting the whole bear and stuff and all that. But man, like, I just can't believe they're playing the Dallas Cowboys in 2 days.
Yeah. No, look, when the schedule came out, I was hoping for a more exciting matchup. Like, the Rams, the Lions, like, even the Bears would have been a little more interesting. The Cowboys games just haven't been great over the last few years. But when you were there in Dallas, they get blown out every time they're there.
It's definitely not a great game.
And every time they play here, it feels like it's a dumb game, whether it's, like, backups. Jalen's not playing. Dak's not playing. It's week 17 or 18. So now that we're in it, though, like, it is very, very exciting. Like, Eagles, Cowboys, and also, honestly, maybe because I'm watching the Cowboys documentary, like, I'm a little more into the history of it.
Oh, look, you're welcome aboard.
Exactly,
this is what
right.
I grew up with. This is why I hate the Cowboys.
So I'm very excited. Like, there is something really, really cool about, like, first game of the season, the Cowboys, like, the brand of the Cowboys, and the Super Bowl banner night. And that's the other thing, too. Like, raising it against the Cowboys is just an awesome, awesome thing for
it's
all the
It's sweet.
Fans.
Like, there's a sweeterness, You know what I mean, though? Like, it makes it a little bit sweeter.
Yeah,
it does,
for sure.
As if raising a Super Bowl banner could be sweeter. And look, that's why I said I wanted the Cowboys. The Cowboys were my top choice for who the NFL could pick for this game.
Yeah.
For this reason. It's like, whatever. Like, I don't, like, it'd be a fun game to start the year against Lions or whatever. But there's only one team they could raise that banner against that would just would make me feel warm and fuzzy inside. I get to watch that,
so,
you know?
So let's just get right into the banner of it all.
Let's get into the banner of it all.
All right.
Dallas so, week, they're playing a game in two days. Let's go.
So...
Let's go! Yeah, all right. Sorry, I had to slap the table.
I know. No, right. Hey, there's going to be a lot.
I'm backing off. I'm sorry.
So, the banner itself, obviously, it's awesome. It's a Super Bowl banner. I wish they would do more to make the banner for the Super Bowl stand out. Have you seen the banner? Like, it's just like the 2017
It's just like
one.
A little... Like, oh, so you already know what the banner's going to look like?
I think we saw like a picture of it that leaked
or whatever. So it's just the same thing.
It's exactly
very
the same
simple,
thing, but with a different...
Hey, we're the champs. That's it.
I just think... Like, they have all the banners.
They have, like, colors.
They have all the banners
this,
hanging up there, and it's the same exact design and color as a champion, as a division
one. It's clearly
ones.
A choice.
It's just bigger.
Yeah.
But, like, make it stand out. And here's
I
where...
I don't disagree with that. Like, I'm fine with them, like, going understated with it, but...
I don't know if I am.
I definitely agree with you that... It should, other than size, it should be very clear that a Super Bowl banner is
green or something.
Is different
Midnight
from a division banner,
yes.
Without a doubt.
Or put the Super Bowl logo on it, like in a colorful way. I just, and this is what I've been feeling the last few days. And so I'm curious for your opinion on this. And I'll tie the banner into it too. I really, 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 really hope they do not.
Really, really.
I really, really feel this. I really, 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 really. Hope they do not minimize this celebration in the name of moving on from last year.
I am so with you, dude.
I hate to break it to them. They won the Super Bowl. It happened.
Don't tell them.
And as someone that's been in the locker room and around the team, it is wild. We are still talking about moving on from the Super Bowl. Like this week alone, Mylotta told a story about how Nick gave a cool presentation with like a car and the rearview mirror was a Super Bowl. Saquon said Nick said something cool about how if you think you're the reason you won the Super Bowl, you're right.
You're right.
If you think you're the only reason, you're wrong.
Great like, line. He's so good at that.
Nick is awesome at it. And I'm happy that the messaging has happened. My thing is, I don't need the messaging to still be happening. If the messaging is still happening to the players, then the message is not getting through. Like, just think realistically. Whenever you're trying to convince somebody of something, if you do it the first time and it works, you don't have to keep bringing it up. Like, why are we still hearing about this? And then, like, the banner thing. And I get part of it is they're asked about it, and that creates a discussion. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that for sure. But, like, when I was on with you guys this morning... You know, Joe was like, do you think that they won't, like, do you think they'll breeze by it? Or Mylotta said this week, jokingly, he might, like, look down. Like everybody, like, relax, man. They won the Super Bowl. You're not going to run away from it. Guess what? Week two, Kansas City Chiefs. You think that's going to come up? Like, what do you think the storyline that week's going to be, right? Like, when you play any team, it's going to be that. So, I get it. You cannot rest on your laurels. You cannot, like, just think you're going to get there. I am happy with that mentality. But I swear, if on Thursday night they breeze past this thing and they minimize it, like, enjoy life for a little bit. And also, I hate to break it to them with this, too. It's not about you.
Yep.
Like, Thursday night is not about the players on the field. They had their private
They're part
moment.
Of it, but
they had their party. They got the rings, and they made it happen. And I'm not even saying this in a way where they shouldn't enjoy it. I think they should.
Yeah.
But if this is, like, a quick thing and we see all these images of, like, players not looking and stuff, that would be very disappointing.
It's for the fans. Like, this, we're the reason the banner against the Cowboys. That's for us.
And don't make the fans feel bad
for
celebrating.
Totally. Like, so I agree with 95% of what you said. I totally agree with the fact that, like, I am fine with the players and the team having this mentality. I think it's good. Like, I have no problem with them saying, hey, because look, we all understand, you know, athletes are human beings, drink. But they are. And, like, it's going to be impossible for them not to. It's you're not going to forget that you won the Super Bowl. Like, it's not going to disappear from your mind. Like, it's always there. It's unavoidable to a certain degree. I am fine with that. The only thing I disagree with that you said, and I agree with everything, I think they should embrace this. You won the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl. Like, don't breeze through the banner thing. It's a weird thing for the players where it's like all offseason. They're like, hey, we move on. And then it's like, hey, let's start the season by celebrating winning. It's a weird spot, but I agree with you. They just have to look past it, go to the game, do whatever you need to do to get ready. I'm fine with it. The only thing I'll disagree with that you said is I don't mind them repeating it and stuff. Because, look, we said the same thing about Nick with his core principles and all that. We're like, I know, Nick.
Yeah, that's fair.
Connectivity, man. They're tired of it. We get it. They weren't tired of it. It mattered. Right. Like, that repetition, that beating that home worked for Nick and has worked for Nick. So I don't blame him and them for repeating it and harping on it and making things. I think that's the way Nick does his stuff. But otherwise, I agree with everything else you said.
So That's a good point. It does make me change my mind a little bit where, like, we have seen the repetition of messaging is good. Like, I get that. But I also think that, you know, after hearing all the quotes this week, it reminds me a little bit of this. And maybe this isn't a good analogy. But, like, I know in my life, when there is something that, like, I know is maybe a negative, and in some ways, the winning the Super Bowl is being treated a little bit as not a negative.
But for this season,
you know what I mean? Like,
is.
For this exact instance,
right? No, I think
instance,
they are.
Right?
I think if you said to players...
It's being viewed as an obstacle.
If you said to players that, like last season just disappears. Like, you still won the Super Bowl ever, but, like, you don't remember it this year. I think they would all be like, yeah, give me that serum that makes me forget it happened. Let me go fresh.
They're discussing it currently as, like, an obstacle, right? And I know in my life, like, when I have something that I know is not good, like, whether I've been irresponsible with money for a little bit, if, like, I've been eating bad and I know I've, like, I will avoid it. Like, I won't open my bank account. I won't weigh myself. Like, right? And so, but then what always happens is when I finally just face it, it's always so much better, right? And so what I think is happening a little bit here is they are, like, trying so hard to be like, don't look in the corner, don't look in the corner. It's like, just look, man. Like, you are the Super Bowl champions. The banner is going up. Like, so I agree with you that, and honestly, I trust Nick on messaging. And I trust Jalen on messaging.
Yep.
And I am not a head coach or a quarterback, and they have had success. But I do think just being around the team, there is a lot of energy being put into avoiding the Super Bowl. And it just reminds me a little bit of when I'm avoiding something, but sometimes you're better off just facing it and embracing it. They are the Super Bowl champions. And so that's like my thing on it. And I just want Thursday to be awesome for the fans too. I don't want it to be like, I agree. It's down now. Time to move on. Like,
I think some of it's unavoidable. Like, they're trying not to look, but they know, you know, they're and to the point you made. Look, everyone's going to look at them as a Super Bowl champs. Every team's you're getting everyone's best shot. That's what they always say and all that, right? I mean, but that part of that is like that you're the champs. That's why that happens.
I mean, think of the first three games. Game one Super Bowl banner.
Yeah.
Game two Super Bowl rematch. Game three playoff rematch.
Yeah, no.
It's last year. It is
unavoidable. Yeah. And again, I am fine. And look, I think that it can work both ways. This is what Nick and the team feel like they need. Maybe it's based on what happened in 2022 and what they know the locker room was like or whatever. But look, they didn't win it. But the Chiefs, after winning Super Bowl II, on the field after, Travis Kelce and Mahomes are like, we're going for three.
Yeah.
And you know what? They almost did.
Yeah, they went all the way there.
We might have whooped their ass, but they got to the Super Bowl.
Sure, yeah.
Them saying we're going for three didn't seem to stop them.
That's a good point.
So, like, I think it can work both ways. Again, to the core point you said, I think the most important thing is I trust Nick and Jalen to message this team based on knowing that locker room, knowing the players, knowing what they need. So I trust that this is the right messaging. I agree with you, though. I think... Like, and again, I don't blame them for saying it. They need to repeat it. They need to convince themselves. You know, I get that. Like, you fake it till you make it type thing or whatever. But I agree with your overall sentiment. I think the most important thing is don't let the banner ceremony, which should be something really special for millions of people, suffer because the players want to move on to this.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think that's a full stop.
I don't think
agree.
They would do it, but, like, could you imagine if they didn't come out for it? Like, you know, if they did something silly, like performative, you know, like Jalen wasn't out there. I think they'll all be out there. But what would be a moment that you are really excited for where if, like, this player comes out? I'm trying to think of what would make it, like, the coolest thing. Like, Foles being out would be cool, but also kind of done the Foles thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I...
They'll have both Lombardis out there, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, Jeffrey. I feel like Jeffrey gave a speech, didn't he, in 2018?
I don't remember.
I think he did.
Did he?
I'm almost positive he gave a speech.
It's so funny because I've really just thought about the banner itself. I haven't really thought about the ceremony and the pomps. But I'm with you. Like, do
but
it
it's
up.
Also funny we don't really remember. But also
but
it was the rain.
We don't
it
remember the rain.
Rain.
The rain.
And
they
didn't play
well.
They also did not play well.
Yeah, they barely won that game.
Which takes me to my other next
point. Oh,
which
and
this
are we
is
going with this
is how you also
don't
know.
Love this lead in.
Yeah, this is how you also know it's week one. Like,
let me guess. You're
I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Why? Already we're doing this.
All right, the Landon Dickerson news to me not great.
So let's go through it. It's the biggest news of the day. I think the biggest news of the week so far. Dickerson did not practice yesterday, and you'd think knee right,
back.
Weird.
What do you sense?
Speaking
going on
of
here?
Which.
Yesterday, I turned the wrong way, and my back has been killing me ever since.
Oh, no.
So,
sympathy pains.
And now, in the spirit of Landon, I did work out this morning.
It's true.
I can't not work out the weekend.
Look at
again.
You. Like, that's
gotcha.
Strong.
Look at but
you. Powering
having
through.
Having a sore
Warrior.
Back is not fun. I cannot imagine trying to play a football game right now, in general, but let alone with a sore back. So by the time you guys are listening to this, maybe there's been an update. But as of now, he did not practice. My days are all thrown off. He did not practice on Monday, but he did practice on Sunday. So he was out there on Sunday. He was doing special teams drills on Sunday, not out there on Monday, which would lead you to believe the injury happened during practice on Monday. He was not in the locker room after practice yesterday. Now, we're going to be out of practice today. Nick will talk today. We'll get a final injury report tomorrow.
I'm sure Nick will give you a detailed answer.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, dude, I get it. I get that. We're just going to sidetrack really quick here. Mm-hmm. Nick's press conference to me to start the season was very disappointing. And we are a Nick Sirianni Island pod. We love Nick. But why do we love Nick? Because he reminds us of you. And like the emotion, right? Like, dude, where was that in the first press conference? He looked like he was, maybe he was sick, maybe. But like, he looked like he was sick. He was giving no emotion. He wouldn't answer anything. I really, really hope that Nick has not been like, neutered's not the right word, right. But like trained media-wise to the point where he's not going to show any what makes him special.
Well,
anymore.
I think in the press conferences, you might have to start getting used to that. But
it sucks. Like he used to be
so buttoned
up.
I know,
he doesn't say anything. They won't say who's starting. Which
he doesn't say anything. Like right. It's like he might go too far.
Well, here's the funniest thing. He was asked, so how do you guys go about picking captains? He goes, I'm not going to get into all that. It's like, what do you have, some proprietary like, you know, code?
Captain picking algorithm?
Like,
yeah.
Let me guess. The players voted.
Oh,
like,
wow, we did it.
But he's so protected now. And so, anyway, you're right. He's not going to say anything about Landon. Today we'll ask.
No chance.
We'll be out there. They won't say anything. Blah, blah, blah. Right. But here's my concern with the Landon thing. Is A, I think Landon is probably going to play. He's super tough. He's been out of practice. Like, I hope. Like, obviously, maybe this back injury is...
I feel like in-practice injuries never work out.
I can't think of many times where a player has practiced day one and not practiced
and
day
then
two
actually
and then
play. I agree with you.
Like, it doesn't really happen.
And Landon's a different case. We know he's like a...
He'll just want to play.
Always injured in and out, that type of thing like we've talked about before. But just anecdotally speaking, I feel like whenever... Like, it's Monday, then the guy practices Tuesday, then he's
out in the locker room.
It's like, that's bad.
Also, and not doctors... I just do wonder.
Good clarification.
I do wonder when your one knee is hurt. Like, you
Does
know, you hear
your back. Of course, yeah. The knee hip guns get
your
to
favorite.
Knee bone,
yeah,
you know,
that's like
thing.
The song
yeah.
says. Yeah. But my concern, particularly with Landon, is like honestly,
that
I would
like
almost
a Dave Dombrowski. Particularly,
is that how he says
it? Yeah, you ever notice that?
That's how I say
he
that word.
He always said no. You don't say it as he says. Particular, like he's like very aggressive.
He has a very interesting cadence.
He does.
In voice.
He
like
does.
I enjoy listening to him talk.
Yeah, me too.
He could be saying something I firmly disagree with, and I'm like,
yeah,
it seems
pretty
wise. Next time
you listen to the way he says particular. Like
I
he
will.
Has such a different. Like you weren't close to how aggressive he is with
right.
it. Pay attention. A little Easter egg for everyone when you're listening. When you're checking out the sweet Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, when you're watching.
Dave Dombrowski, though, I will say.
He talks quite a bit.
He says stuff, man.
He's not Jerry Jones-ish, but he talks way more than.
Yeah, he's like, but it's always controlled and measured, and he never says anything crazy, but he will say stuff. He'll be like, well, he's probably not going to play for us.
Yeah,
it's
for
like,
sure.
What?
High hope spot. But anyway, I would almost rather not have my Lotter Lane in this game simply because I think that Dallas edges are worse than the tier.
Just to clarify, you're saying you'd rather lose one of those guys than lose Landon?
Yes, correct. Yeah, okay. Like I would rather. Now, look, obviously Lane, we know the win-loss record. He's super important, as is my Lotta. But like the interior of the Cowboys defensive line is the strength of that defense. Trevon Diggs mostly sucks now. Like I'm not worried about Trevon Diggs.
He's probably not even playing Diggs, is he?
I think he said he's 75% to 80%. I think he's going
to
play.
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been practicing all the time. He came back to practice.
He came off the
practice. I heard him say week four at the latest was what I saw him
say. Oh, really? Okay.
That was the last thing I saw.
Well,
I could be wrong.
I'll say this. If he doesn't play, they got nobody.
Yeah,
like, I think they literally only have three or four cornerbacks.
He might play,
on the
might not, but there's definitely a chance he doesn't play.
So I saw a quote yesterday. He said 75 to 80% he was going to play.
Okay.
But even to me, that's someone that's interviewed a lot of athletes. That's a weird quote.
Normally,
they're just like, yeah, I'm playing or not.
It's a weird quote.
But anyway. My concern.
So he was a full participant.
Yeah, I think he's going
to. So
I think he's likely going to play. If you're a full participant, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
no, full participant, you're going to play.
Yeah.
I agree.
So the interior of the Cowboys defensive line is like easily the strength of their defense, I would say by a wide margin. I know people have been clowning Kenny Clark online because of the
player.
But he's a good player. Like, if you remove the return aspect of the trade return of it, Kenny Clark is a good football player that had 33 pressures last year on quarterbacks. The other guy, whose name I've been practicing, I think I have it, Osa Odigizuwa.
It sounds good.
It can't possibly be right when you hear it, but I feel like it is. He had the third most pressures for a defensive tackle last year. He had more than Jalen Carter. Like, he's a very good player. So my concern is with no Landon and then Tyler Steen, who's played. He's not like some rookie, but he is a first-time like full starter. That's just the worry for me is the interior of the line being the problem for the Eagles potentially, especially when it matches up with the Cowboys' strength. So that's a concern for me for there. But then also, you know, to get back to the Nick thing, I know they know who the starters are, so it's not like they're going to decide tomorrow. There's just a lot of questions there. Like,
well, they know. I mean, they know.
I agree,
early,
but we don't know how good Adoree will be.
I think
we don't know
Adoree Jackson's going to start.
Okay,
right?
It'll be Adoree, Sidney, and Jihad Campbell.
Yeah, they're going to start. Yeah. So,
but like, there's just a lot of moving parts. So, I guess how I feel about this game is, I do not think Dallas is going to be good. Like, doing my,
I think Dallas. I'll say this now. I think Dallas is the fourth place team in the NFC East.
I could see it.
I think the Giants are better than the
Cowboys.
Now,
the only counter, I think there is more talent on the Giants roster than the Cowboys.
I think the Giants have one thing you can count on, the Cowboys don't. Like, I think
their
the Giants,
pass rush.
I think Giants pass rush is going to be one of the best passers
100%.
In the NFL.
And Malik Nabers is awesome.
Yeah, and that, you can count on that. That's something you can count on. Like, there's nothing. I look at Dallas, like, I don't see a single thing where I'm, Dak is a solid quarterback, but like, I don't see anything where I'm like, they can do. They can't protect Dak. Like,
I agree. Their line is bad. They're offensive.
I think let me put it this way. I think, and I don't, I still think Washington will come in second. I think Washington's going to regress, though. Like, they're an old team.
Yeah,
they had a really soft schedule last year. Jaden Daniels was brilliant. He could be brilliant again. That's just what it is. But, like, I think Washington comes in second in the division, but I'd be more surprised if the Giants come in second than if they're below Dallas.
So,
less surprised. You know
I
mean?
Like the take. My only counter to that would be, I do think Dak has shown in his career there is a certain floor, but they were 3-5 when he played last year.
And this is
year.
The
he's
worst
off
team
an
he's played on,
100%.
And the worst head coach is a brand new, or we think,
yeah.
brand new head coach.
Don't love the offensive coordinator hire.
Yep.
He's a former offensive line coach.
Yeah.
He's never been a coordinator. So I agree. I forget where we were going. Okay, so
You're talking about you think Dallas is going to be bad, but there was a, there was clearly a but coming after that for the game itself.
Yeah, I don't feel good about the Eagles in this game. Like, I they're very talented, obviously. I'm not saying I think they're going to be like a 7-win team.
You just don't think they're ready to play.
And while they are 4-0 in season openers, they were awesome against Atlanta week one. That was forever ago. But they were not great in 2022. They barely beat the Lions. In 2023, they barely beat the Lions. They were up
like 38-17 or whatever, and then they took the foot off the gas, but they looked pretty great at first. Like,
agreed.
We came out being yo, and then let them back in the game. But it never, at no point did you really think the Lions were going to win that game. I know it ended up being 3 points,
close.
But it was close.
Yeah,
but
they ended up winning by 3. So
they did, but it was a late touchdown that made it 3. Like, yep. You know, anyway.
Wasn't there a tush-push at the end of the game to seal it, though?
I believe
I think
so.
There was still.
Maybe.
And then last, the Patriots, they weren't good. And last year against the Packers, you can go whichever way you want to view it. Mm-hmm. They were good in some points, but also.
Brazil, the field, there's a million.
So they've been, they are 4-0 in the openers, but they have been shaky in those openers.
But again,
and they've been shaky to start the year. So
I think that, like, again, what you just said, I think Dallas is going to be way worse. Like, why would anyone? Dallas has had a super tumultuous training camp.
They've
the whole Micah Parsons
camp.
Thing
yeah.
going on. They've got guys going out. They're more injured to start the season than the Eagles are. They're worse. Like, I get your point. Like, I don't think the Eagles are super ready to start the season.
Yes.
I just think we have to wrap our heads around the fact that no one is. There's no team that is. Maybe the Lions, with the way Campbell does it, maybe they'll come out hot. Luckily, we don't play them until, like, week 9 or whatever. Like, I just think that the level of play is going to not be that great. I have no concerns about the opener. I agree. I think the Eagles might not look good. I think Dallas is so bad that I think it could be like a 24-14 type Eagles win where it's like, oh, that wasn't very pretty. But like, I think they cover. Like, I'm not
concerned.
So
you do think they cover. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm picking them to cover.
So, all right. So,
but I get your point. I don't think we're going to come out of the game being like, wow, the Eagles looked amazing and just stomped
all
over
them. I'd
be
pretty surprised.
That I would be surprised.
I think you're under, like, it's funny. Now I'm almost flipping, you know, flip-flops, here we go, like, a little bit. I do think you're underestimating Dallas a little bit. Like, I don't think they're a super talented team. I agree with, like, but they do have CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Dak Prescott. They have a good interior. Like, there are things that could cause the Eagles problems.
Sure, theoretically. Because
I think the Eagles problems specifically match up with the Cowboys' maybe only two strengths.
Only on defense. I don't think offensively they do. Because
no,
CeeDee
well,
in the, CeeDee in the slot, you cover him with Cooper and you're good to go. And then Pickens, you throw Quinyon on him.
Well,
and you're
but here's the issue with that. Like, it doesn't sound to me like Quinyon's going to travel. Maybe they're lying, but it doesn't sound like he's going to travel. And if he's not going to travel, then they can get Pickens on Adoree. And Pickens, I mean, I've always been a
Pickens. What makes you think he's not going to travel? Because it did seem like they were heading down that road.
The way Vic was talking yesterday, he was basically like, yeah, there'll be some weeks when he does it. Like, I don't know. It
so it'll be dependent on the opponent.
The vibe I got was...
Well, they also don't want to tell people. Yeah.
It could be a lie. But CD also lines up on the outside, right? Like,
well, then you put him on CD and, you know, you
And you put
chances.
A Dory on. Yeah. But that, I guess what I'm saying is, the problem the Eagles are going to have is that teams that have two great receivers, they will get one on a Dory. Like, it's not that hard to do, right? And George Pickens versus a Dory is a major mismatch for the Cowboys. George Pickens is tall. He's physical. He's good. A Dory is small. He's undersized. He was not good last year. So, like, that is a problem. Now, what helps the Eagles is the Cowboys' offensive line is bad. And now, so hopefully, Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt come out and they create pressure. But they are also somewhat questions. Like, I think they'll get pressure on Dak, but that's mostly my concern, is the two biggest issues going into this game, in my opinion, are the Eagles secondary and the health of the interior offensive line with Landon. And those are the two areas the Cowboys are good at. The defensive tackles, interior, and the Cowboys receivers. That's my concern.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking it, but I get it. I get it. And look, I do think there's a chance that the Eagles just come out and play real rusty football. You know, the offense.
But that's the other thing, too, not to be like Mr. Glass only quarter full. But like, if you agree that both teams are going to be sloppy,
yes,
then that hurts the Eagles. Because if both teams are playing their best, the Eagles would dominate. The
yeah,
Eagles.
Again, sure. I it's think like it's going to be a closer game than if they were both their best. But I still think that the Eagles are still so much better than the Cowboys that I don't think it's a close game.
They are better.
You know what I mean? Like, that's my point. I get what you're saying. Like, yes, I think on a normal day, the Eagles are 30 points better than the Cowboys.
Wow.
Like, you know, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
no,
they would never, it wouldn't be, I think they beat the crap out of the Cowboys. Both rosters healthy, like week 10. Whenever they play the Cowboys again, if it matters, I think they beat the crap
out of
them.
You're down on the Cowboys.
Cowboys are one of the three or four worst teams in the NFC. I think Cowboys are bad, dude.
Okay.
Like, I mean, like, think about it. I mean, what do they have going for them other than Dak?
Well, that is the entire key to their season is Dak, and also I would say Matt Eberflus. Like, Matt Eberflus, I think, is a good coordinator. So, like, I don't think they have good defensive talent, but Matt Eberflus' defense got better every year in Chicago. He was a good coordinator before he got the head coaching job. So if he's able to, like, do smoke and mirrors, maybe there's something there, and then it's Dak. Like, it just comes down to Dak. If Dak is the best version of himself, they'll be a good team.
I don't think they will.
But he's a top 10 quarterback when he's at
again,
his best.
Yeah, I think they're a bad team. Like, top 10 quarterbacks have bad seasons all the time.
Right, but how many teams have a top 10 quarterback where the team is really bad? I'm trying to think.
It happens. I mean, like, you know, I mean, it happens.
I don't think it happens.
Quarterbacks don't get ranked in the top 10 if their teams are bad consistently.
That's what I'm saying, because...
But that's a...
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should, too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One begets the other type thing. It's because the teams are bad that they're not ranked highly. Dak has been good
before. But normally
they're
good because
Dak has had so much more talent around him all the years. Like, this is definitely the worst roster he's played on. Like, of these, like...
Maybe, years. But I mean, you think of Dak's talent. Now, he doesn't have as good...
No, the line. He's got nowhere to protect him. That's a disaster. He's had a line his whole career there.
The line is bad.
Dak can't move. Like, we think that Dak's going to be, like, sitting back there dissecting people. He can't. He's not going to have time. Like... I think you are overrating that Dak can lift the team up all by himself.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe.
I don't think Dak's that good anymore. I think he's good.
You might be right. Like, he's older. He's coming off a season-ending injury. He wasn't great last year.
He's had some big-time injuries, too.
But maybe it's a little, like, PTSD, too. Like, I've seen Dak pick apart this Eagles defense time and time again.
So you
got to
get past that, buddy.
Yeah. Well, or they do. I mean, like, again, if the biggest concern is the secondary, going up against this team whose strength should be the passing game, like, that is the concern to me.
I get it. I think you're overreacting. I think you're very nervous heading into the season overall.
I'm not super, again, like, I've just not been super impressed. I don't know what else to say. Like, Saquon is awesome. AJ is awesome. Devontae's awesome. Like, they have awesome talent. It feels very mishmashy right now. It feels like not very put together.
Well,
it did
last year too, though.
Guys aren't
practicing. Think about how we fell at the beginning of the last year. Again, like,
but the concern. So here's the difference.
We thought the defense stunk.
But the concern last year, to me, for me personally, was more about the stink of the year and like the right.
And look what they did with that.
Yeah, well, they ended up collapsing.
But the year before, I'm saying...
Oh, yeah, my bad. You're right,
they
correct.
They took that low and used it and turned into what they were.
Barely,
and again, to start last year, there were so many questions on defense. I mean, Nolan Smith, we were like week 7, and people were like, this guy's a bust, like a flat-out bust. You might have even said it at one point.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was your guy.
Dude, week 4, me and you were talking about Jalen Carter, like, time to show you're an NFL player.
Exactly. Yeah. So I get it. I feel like we do this every year, and I do the whole, like, don't overreact to the end of the season, then people do, and it's, like, impossible not to. Just don't overthink it this early. Like,
right.
I get it. Like, I think I agree with the general point that I think this game will not look as dominant as the Eagles are over the Cowboys. I think they are a much better team than the Cowboys, and I think this will look like a sloppy, ugly game that the Eagles win, but that is, like, closer than it should be. But I don't think it's going to be close. Like, I'm not at all.
Right.
Like, I am not at all concerned that they lose. Like, no concern.
For what it's worth, though, again, that we can move on from this. But like, week 1 last year was close. Week 2
again, I think it could be somewhat close. But again, I just think they're way better.
I think they are a better team for sure. I think, to your point, week 1 does not always show that. That you see what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think it'll be closer than the actual distance between the teams.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's going to get to the point where I'm scared
now,
like you do.
Here's the other good news, though. Like, the Cowboys secondary blows, right?
Yeah.
So like, if Jalen has time, which I hope he does, consider, but like, it could be a huge AJ and Devontae week, like huge one. And honestly, Dotson too. Like, they only have 3 good cornerbacks, and Trevon Diggs is hurt and hasn't practiced. That's the other thing. The offensive line, Tyler Guyton, their main tackle, also has not practiced all camp. So, like, they have their own issues. Like, I would be very surprised if we listen to a Cowboys pod and they're like, let's go. We feel great, right? For sure. But I think the Eagles also have issues that will hurt themselves.
All right.
But who knows? We'll see. It's just a second cornerback.
Well,
spot,
I think it could.
Like,
yeah, I think it could. That's my point.
Yeah.
Is like for Dallas, we're cherry picking and saying, well, they've got good defensive tackles. And no, they've got a couple good receivers. Where it's the Eagles, it's like, hey, everything's good except these two positions.
Agreed.
So just keep
but
that
the matchups,
keep that in, yes. in mind, is all yes. I'm saying. And I get it. It's a specific thing where certainly.
The weaknesses, yeah.
But again, think about the Eagles wide receivers versus their secondary. Think yeah. about Saquon Barkley versus their rush defense. Think about, like, I mean, the right. Eagles have big mismatches in this game.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to a little like season type preview because you're nervous. I'm confident.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. Saturday, 1-3. We'll react. I was about to say we'll react to the game.
Yeah,
Jeez, buddy.
The game. Yeah.
We will have our picks pod coming out. Probably come out Friday, Thursday. Yeah. We're going to record Thursday. So lots coming up. Let's do a little season preview here because we did give our official records on Saturday, but in the pod here, we've not really broken down how we see the season playing out. You're a little more nervous than I am.
Yeah, well, shocker.
Yeah, give me your prediction.
Like how the season ends?
Yeah, well, no. We're not going to do Super Bowl and stuff.
They could obviously win the Super Bowl.
Let's just do regular season. We'll see what happens after. We don't need to predict it or not. Like, we're good. I didn't pick them to win the Super Bowl last year, so I'm not going to do it this year. How about that? Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to be a very good team, obviously. So I would land at, 11-6. Just like putting in a little bit of Super Bowl hangover, putting a little bit of super tough schedule, putting in a little bit of like they had some injury luck last year that you're already seeing a little bit that's not happening this year. They do not have right now, in my opinion, as much talent on defense as they did last year. So you think you sprinkle in a little bit of that.
Sprinkle a little here, a little there.
Yeah, like, but also to, flip that, like, they won 11 games every year Nick's been the head coach of the last 3 years. And even the one, like,
they won nine that first year.
Overachieved 3 out of 4 years. Yep. And the 1 year they didn't, they still won 11 games.
Yeah.
So, like, I think 11 is the floor. I'm just going to pick the floor because I have seen seasons after Super Bowls go wrong. I have faith in Jalen, like, all these things. Like, it's a very tough task they have in front of them.
So I have them at 13-4. I think they're like a 16-1 type team. That will lose a couple extra because of the Super Bowl hangover.
16-1.
I think that's what they look like to me. I think they're freaking awesome. I think they're the best roster in the NFL. I think they have the most talent in the NFL. I know that we're talking about their holes. Other teams' holes are bigger and more important.
Yeah.
Like, I just think they're the best team in the NFL. I think they're going to go 13-4. The schedule's hard. I get it. I think the schedule's hard for the teams facing them. Like, well, I really do look at it more as like you got to face us than they got to face. We got to face them. I just think they're really good.
Yeah, like, I've been thinking about what Ken from Cinnaminson said on the last show, and it was like, they're going to play, 14 teams, and they're better than all of them.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
A simplistic way to look at it,
So I'm not going to doubt that this group, especially with Jalen and Nick at the top, we talked about this a little bit before when we were talking about the messaging and all that, but I have such faith in these guys' ability to, especially after having gone through going to a Super Bowl and what that feels like, that experience, it didn't go well. But I just trust them to message the right way.
But it doesn't concern you at all that the one time we've seen him in the spot, the season didn't go well. It's not the same spot, but it is very the closest we've seen him in.
No, because I think they will learn from that. I really do. I think it just, the coming back from a Super Bowl concerns me in general because I think it's hard for everyone. Like, I think it's just you're playing longer, more games, more beat up on your body, turning around quicker, all that stuff. So, like, that concerns me a bit, but I'm not concerned because of specifically. We've seen, like, the Chiefs won 2 in a row and went back to a third. Like, I've seen teams do it.
Yeah.
I know it can be done. I think that experience will help them this time around. But, like, I also know there's a lot of, difficult, like we just talked about, built-in things about going to the Super Bowl, turning around, doing it again. It's hard. So, like, I understand it's hard. I just think they're so good. Like, I'm going to have faith in them until they show me a reason.
So, Jalen said something interesting yesterday that I think, like, it was kind of a throwaway answer, but I think the core of what he's saying was very true and not a point people make enough. Like, if you were to ask someone, like, nationally or locally, why are the Eagles so good, right? I think the first answer you would hear is like, well, they have a ton of talent. Like, and that is probably the answer. But Jalen was asked yesterday, how have you guys sustained success? And I think his answer is reason to believe for this year. He was basically like paraphrasing, like, we overcome things, right? Like we have been through stuff together. And I think that's so true. Like, when you think about the other teams in the city right now, or just in general, like, the Sixers were unable to overcome mentally tough things. They were not able to do it.
Yep. They wilted.
Yes. Now, but they had talent. Like, they had the talent to win.
They did.
But mentally, they could not do it. The Phillies, we don't have that final answer yet. The last 2 years have not been promising. It was a good win yesterday. So, like, obviously, I feel a little different today than I might have if we recorded before. But, like, that'll be the question. I think the reason the Eagles win
all
the
time. I'm going to use Joe and Jag as an example here, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on with the Flyers, but the Union having a good year. But like
Jonesy, get
the point. The point I'm trying to make is, do they have talent? Yes. Do they have the best roster in the NFL? Maybe. But they are at the worst top five.
Yeah,
top
they're
three.
They're one of the, yes. you know, I but, would say three, but you're right. Like, worst top five.
I do think what they have that no other team than the Chiefs has is a proven capability to overcome adversity. Like, a proven capability to do it. So while they will have adversity this year, and that's why I'm at 11-6, like, they are the group to believe in, to your point. They have shown us they can do it. So why are they good? Yes, they have Saquon and AJ, and those guys are super, super talented. But I also think they're really good because, like, Nick overcame the beginning of his career. Jalen's overcome a lot in his career. Saquon, like, had the whole Giants thing where nobody believed in him. AJ was traded. Like, they are a group that has truly overcome a lot of my lot didn't even play football,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I think it makes them stronger in the moments where other teams falter, like the Ravens, the Bills, like – the Lions last year, frankly, like for being Mr. Tough Team,
no
they
doubt.
Didn't win one playoff game.
Yeah,
and got smoked
they get smoked
at home. Right? So like when adversity hits, the Eagles have 95% of the time, besides the biggest collapse in franchise history, have responded to it. And I think that is what makes them a great team. So I thought it was a good point by
Dude,
Jim.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's such a good point. I totally agree
like
with
everyone
you.
Everyone has talent. It's like
totally.
The Phil Jackson thing,
no,
right?
You're
like,
so right. Yeah. Yeah,
coaching talent is different.
It's that extra little bit that matters. And I think it's, you know, Jalen and Nick are built that way. And I think it's part of why they're such a great group, like a team. It's Nick's messaging, the whole thing. And I think that's going to help sustain them. I'm totally with it. I think it's, you know, important. I think that stuff is so important. I think it's everything in
football. Yeah, they're just
big moments or small moments. They all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's going up against such a tough task.
Yeah, it's a really tough task. It's a hard schedule. Coming off going to the Super Bowl, you lost guys. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's just a I agree with you. It's a tough task.
Like in a weird way.
There's a reason teams don't repeat very often.
In a weird way, I almost don't think we learn a lot about them this year. If that makes sense. You know, like, if Jalen has a terrible year, I'm not going to be like, oh, those lists were right.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think we can, like, if he's great.
Yeah,
and
I agree. They almost have more to gain than lose this year.
I agree with you. Yeah, like, look, if it's a disappointing year, you know what? I just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna. I know that we'll get mad at moments.
Week 12. Yeah.
We'll get mad at moments. Yeah. We will react, as Elliot says. We will ride the roller coaster. That's what we do. But like, I guarantee you, I'm not gonna at the end of this season. Like, there's a difference with that collapse stuff. And look, if it's the exact same thing, where they totally
of course,
you never know. But even then, I'm like, there's differences. Like, they had lost that Super Bowl before. They just won a Super Bowl. Like, no matter what happens this year, I'm not gonna be like down.
I do think the disappointing part of this year would be a missed opportunity.
Agreed.
While it's a tough task, it is a chance to, you know, like,
well, and to your point,
they're super good and special.
Right. So. And to your point, and you said it after last year, and you're probably right, like, we'll never probably never see an Eagles team as great as we did last
year. Certainly not the last two games.
And you're like, look, I hope that we'll live through a better era of Eagles football, but it's the best one yet. Like, this is the best in the, you know, to 80, how many years? 90 years of the franchise? Yeah, 90 years of the franchise. Like, that, like, this is the best. This is the best era it's ever happened. So, like, there's a good chance, decent chance, this is the best one any of us will live through. Like, to your point, like, grab every one you can in this era. Yeah. Like, while Jalen is the quarterback, try and win every freaking Super Bowl you can, because who knows what's going to happen.
That's the tough part.
Exactly.
It's like, it's really hard to win.
Yeah, of
course. Let alone two and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And,
but enjoy the banner.
Enjoy.
Because you never know when the next one will come.
I'm really excited. The banner's going to be out. And look, playing Dallas, we're raising a banner with Dallas in our building in front of the world to open an NFL season. Like, to the point we just made, not many higher times as an Eagles. That's about as good as we're going to get. So
I agree.
I think, Elliot, I think that's the key point. Like, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, we deserve to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's the last chance to enjoy that season. We'll always enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's like the last tangible thing.
You got anything else on the game or the season before we do final thoughts and stuff?
No, I don't think I got it.
Love it. Let's get to final thoughts.
All right, so me and Kristen were debating this two nights ago. And maybe the answer is obvious, but I'm curious where you would fall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it is quicker? Because we went to MetLife to see Oasis.
No, again, I mean, it's no just what you did. You just go
Dude,
to
they
Oasis,
were unbelievable, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Do you think you could, in theory, drive? So from where we live, right, South Philly, door to door, I could drive to MetLife quicker, or do you think Kristen could fly to MetLife quicker? But keep in mind.
All right, so hold on. Let me get that. So you're saying
I'm not saying her own plane.
Wait,
there's one last little caveat.
Okay.
She, in this made up scenario, works for the airline.
Okay, so she would go through the airport quickly.
Correct.
So the point
that's
is like,
point,
you both leave your house at the same time.
Correct.
Okay, so you get in the car and you just drive to MetLife.
I just drive to MetLife.
And she goes to the airport, does the whole thing, gets on a plane, and goes there.
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously, I honestly think it could go both ways. Like, it's all dependent on traffic, obviously.
Yeah, well, that's the caveat.
But in terms of who will more of the time, if you do this every day, I think driving would be quicker.
I do too.
Yeah.
So,
but I get it. I don't think it's a crazy.
The flight is like 20 minutes.
I don't think it's a crazy argument to have. And I get the airline, you run right through, you get on the plane, whatever. But like, if just everything would have to time out so perfectly for that. And it would have to be the plane leaves on time, this and that. Like, there's so many obstacles that could happen.
Well, so of course, when we're doing this, like, her hypothetical, like, everything is going the best.
Perfectly, right? Yeah, exactly.
Let me see if I can find the... Okay, so here's what she had. 15 minutes on the Uber from our door to which is also already a little, right?
Isn't it?
Okay, 10 minutes to the gate. So from the Uber to the... walking. I mean, that's not
that's
crazy.
Okay. If you don't
if you go
right through, yes.
All right, this is where I really disagreed with her. 15 minutes on the plane pre-takeoff.
What?
Yeah, like,
that's it? You just get on, you're going? You're already rolling?
25 minutes on the plane, which is also pushing it, right? 15 minutes deplaning. Like,
what? That's
getting
it?
Off.
She has to let everyone else get in.
Now,
she
keep in mind, if she works for the airline, she could be sitting up front, though. Well, I don't know if she does.
Okay, so in this case, she's not like help.
She's not working. She's getting the flight for free.
She might get
off
first. Yeah.
All right. Okay, and then from Newark, we looked it up. It's 18 minutes to MetLife, no traffic. That came out to like an hour and 35 minutes, which
is best case scenario.
Exactly. Whereas I think if I drove to MetLife 10 times, I'd probably make it under an hour and 50 minutes. Like, the chances of traffic, I guess it depends what
there's
I'm doing.
Traffic.
But that's the other thing. It depends what I'm doing.
Exactly. That's the whole key is.
Yeah.
But I think
anyway.
I think driving is faster, ultimately.
I think driving is ultimately faster, too, which is crazier when you think about it.
That is crazy.
The plane.
That's a good one.
They go pretty fast.
All right. All right. So I'll do a Zoe one and then another one. The Zoe one, real quick. So you know this. We've had to shower as a morning.
Yeah, the shower. Yep.
So we're getting the shower fixed. So Emily and I and
showering at a
Zoe have been walking to neighbor Tommy's.
I didn't think about the fact you all have to do it.
Family.
I was only saying
family walkover together.
And you just
So we're on the way to neighbor Tommy's, and Zoe finds a stuffed animal on the street, and like Zoe always wants to pick things up. Luckily, normally I'm like, don't pick that up. Like, this one looked brand new. Like, whatever.
It's been dropped.
Yeah, like it. So, and like, all right, fine, whatever. Just pick it up. And she She goes, we said, okay. She picked it up and looks at it and goes, you have a family now.
Oh, that's sweet.
My heart melt. I'm like, what sweet. A sweet thing. That, like, are you serious?
Well, and also.
You're a nerd.
Let's pretend.
You adorable little nerd. Like,
also, let's pretend it's like a Toy Story world. Imagine him hearing
that's what
that.
I was thinking. It's like a
wow,
dream.
Thank God.
It's like, thank God. I could have been like. The
talk about
unwanted.
A difference. Dude, someone could have thrown him in the
yes,
trash.
He could
someone
have gotten destroyed.
Over him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he probably is real. So,
yeah.
All right. Here's my real final thought. And I hope you're with me on this.
I feel like I probably will be.
I'm not this is not a unique thought.
Okay.
I this is my first thought when I saw this thing was happening, but I've since seen that I'm not the only one thinking this. But have you seen this new Harry Potter TV show they're doing?
Yeah. We've texted about it.
Okay.
Cast. Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
I disagree with you on this. I disagree with you on this.
I think this is the dumbest thing that's ever been done.
So,
it's exactly the same. They're doing the same thing. It's the characters the same. The story's the same. Everything's the same. They even look the same. The guy who plays Hagrid looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
he's got the
he
same.
Does.
Like, it's, what are we doing here? The books are there. The movie's there. We don't need it. We don't need the same story in television show format. We don't need it.
So,
come up with an original idea. Do something different. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Who is this for?
I disagree.
Who's watching this? Watch the movies. They're better. They're
well,
there.
You don't know.
It's the same thing. It's the exact
well,
same
first
thing.
Of all, the fact it's HBO has me optimistic. If this was like,
this
you know.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever
some
seen.
Some network show,
this
I'd be like, this is
the dumbest
dumb.
Idea I've ever seen.
I think
seen.
It could be good.
No.
Like, it's fine.
Why?
The movie, but the
do
movies are
we
old.
We need
the movies
are
like, the movies came out last
came
year.
Out in the 2000s. What are you talking about?
Well, it's almost 23rd.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying, when did the first movie come out?
Like 1998.
Okay.
Oh, no, the first book came out in 98. First movie came out like 03 or 04.
Okay, so it's over 20 years since the first
exactly.
movie came out.
Exactly. What are we doing?
I think it's
only
fine.
Been 20
I think
years.
They'll have their own twist.
We should be remaking stuff for 70 years or 50 years. If
well, there's just not as many good
have
stories.
Have a freaking original idea, please.
Yeah.
I almost cursed
well,
there.
I will say in general, movies not original. Like, that doesn't happen often.
This
like, there
is,
are a lot of
yeah,
remakes.
It's a problem.
But I think it'll be good.
This is so
there could
dumb.
Be twists.
No,
you don't know.
It's the
like,
dumbest thing. It's the same story. We
but,
know the
but
story.
But, like,
dumbest
you can do
thing,
the same story with
it's
different
the
angles.
Dumbest
and,
thing. Honestly, like, I get that people
yeah,
remake
you were
stuff.
Worked up about this.
I think it's the dumbest one yet. Like, a lot of these are dumb. Like, the live action, Little Mermaid River.
Oh, yeah,
I think
those
that's
are dumb.
So,
I agree with that.
I think this is dumber. This is dumber
nah,
than
the
that.
Live
and that
action
is so dumb.
ABC
like,
stuff.
It's different. This is the same thing. They're making the movies into
but,
a TV but, show. The same thing. It's the
it's
same
not,
characters and the same story. It's so dumb.
It's not a unique thing to take, like, for stories no, to be made a few times. Like, that has happened
not
before.
Exactly
it's not
exactly
like,
the same.
But you keep saying it's going to be exactly the same. Like, we don't know
that's what
that.
They're saying. They're saying it's the same thing.
But like,
that's what they've
just
told us.
Just because it's the same plot doesn't mean there won't be, like, a focus on this relationship.
Oh.
I'm just saying those are the differences
this
that could
so
happen.
Dumb. This is so dumb.
It doesn't sound like you're going to watch it. If I had to guess.
Honestly,
it like
if I don't
there's
have
one
the time,
thing I will count
I
on. James
time,
will not be watching.
If I had the time, I would protest it.
Yeah, well, trust me.
Dumbest thing ever.
Well, honestly... I'm going to watch it.
Yeah,
so I'll let
I
you
feel
know
horrible for you. What a waste of time.
But
read the books. How
but
about
if you
that?
Love the story, like,
nope.
What's the problem
nope.
with watching
nope.
it a few times?
No one needs it. We don't need
but,
the story's been told. The story has been
but
told.
But if Harry Potter is your favorite story, why not see it a bunch of different, like,
what?
It's like going to see,
well,
like,
I want
to
see new actors.
What about
new
the Wicked play versus the movie?
That's on stage versus a movie.
But it's still a TV show versus a movie. There are
no,
some differences. And again, the
stuff.
Movie is old. I
this
think
is...
you're underestimating how old the
no,
movie is.
No, no, no. I don't think
it's over 20 years old.
I don't think they should make movies for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years.
Well, that's absurd. Like, once
why?
In my lifetime, I'm going to get a story? If 60 years,
because
I could
because
be...
it's a story that's already been told. I don't need another version of
yeah,
the same story.
I agree. Once every few years, but 20 years,
what,
I think, is a fair...
About?
20 years, I think, is a fair timeline.
No, I think it's
20
nonsense.
Years is a long time, bro. That was like
it looks exactly
Y2K
the same. It's
just
not like,
happened.
It's not like it's going to look different. It's not like we have all new technology for movies than we did 10 years ago.
Well, 20
exactly
years
same.
Ago, I think they'll be.
What? That was the
be...
first one. The last one came out in like
right.
2015 or whatever.
Yeah, but the last one, they're not going to get to that for probably 20 years from when that came out.
This is the dumbest thing I've
I
ever.
Can tell. You're anti.
I think it's so. I think honestly, like legitimately, the dumbest of these things that has happened.
Wow,
I feel very strong.
I think a little harsh on it.
I will
that's
think
okay.
less of you if you watch it. That's
bad
okay.
news, buddy. Nah, honestly, I probably won't watch it.
Good.
But like, I almost want to watch it.
Don't
more
watch
now.
It. Nothing.
I'll definitely give the first episode a try.
All right.
It's gonna not come out for a while.
Don't. Though. It's a disaster.
I think you're too worked.
The
up
worst
about,
thing
okay.
that's ever happened.
Yeah. All right.
Well, not the worst. Dallas exists.
I was gonna say worst. This. Yeah.
We'll be back later in the week with a preview, and most importantly, as soon as the game ends,
yeah.
whistle blows. WIP YouTube channel will be on reacting to it all. Obviously, we'll have the pot out after that. Holy crap,
yeah.
man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Go, Birds. Dallas sucks. He's out of James.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.